In this morning's gospel text, we once again see the Pharisees offended by Jesus. Some men bring a man lying on a mat to Jesus. And Jesus says, and when Jesus saw their faith, he spoke a blessed word of absolution. Take heart, my child, your sins are forgiven. The paralytic exemplifies childlike faith. He is brought to Jesus and hears the word of absolution. The faith of the paralytic sharply contrasts with the offense of the scribes. They hear the absolution of Christ and say to themselves, "This man is blaspheming. Only God can forgive sins." The God-man Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" He does not say, "Why do you question in your hearts?" But, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" To deny the absolution of Christ is wickedness. It is the definition of unbelief. The Pharisees' hearts are hardened. They hear the word of Christ and do not believe. I imagine their fence only grew when they heard our Lord quip. Which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Rise and walk"? He proves he has the authority to forgive sins and the power to take away the consequence of sins when the paralytic walks. Yet Jesus says plenty in this text, not just to offend the Pharisees, but to also offend you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us look more carefully at verse 2. Some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my child, your singular sins are forgiven." Did you catch that? He saw the faith not of the paralytic, but of the men who brought the paralytic to him. And then Jesus pronounces absolution not on the ones who had faith, but on the man lying on the mat. He did nothing but lay there completely helpless while others brought him to Christ. We hear this and we think, how could Jesus forgive the sins of that man on the account of the faith of others? You ask this question because you believe that you are saved on account of your faith. You think that your faith is Jacob's ladder and that upon it you will climb yourself into heaven. You think that believing in the creator of the universe is a mighty work. However, the Apostle Paul says, "What can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly perceived in the things that have been made." Believing in God is not some triumph of your own, because God has clearly revealed himself. The Apostle Paul says, rather, that we suppress the truth by unrighteousness. Do you think that your wretched heart is a splendid gift for the one who orders time and gives the morning light? No, our great work is unbelief. I hate to break it to you, but you are not saved because of your faith. You have neither the power to believe nor the desire to. Paul says, "No one seeks for God, all have turned aside." I pray no one has the pride to say, "Well, besides me." Faith is not your work. You are like the paralytic. You could do nothing but lie there. Yet you were brought to Jesus and he pronounced absolution to you. For most of this is clearly the case. When our parents brought us to the waters of holy baptism, even before we could speak, the only power you had was to kick and scream And yet Jesus said to you, take heart, my child, your sins are forgiven. In baptism, you were not saved on account of your parents' faith. Neither was the paralytic saved by the faith of his friends. You were saved by the word and work of Christ. God connects his word of absolution to the waters of holy baptism. The Apostle Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children. And he says again, baptism now saves you as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are not saved on account of the faith of your parents. You are not saved on account of your faith, but you are saved on account of the faith of another. You are saved by Jesus Christ, the faithful one. You cannot climb into heaven by your faith, but Christ descended from heaven because he was faithful to the will of the Father. He faithfully went to the cross to die for your sins and to be raised for your justification. Jesus is the faithful one, and the cross of Christ is Jacob's ladder. Jesus says this himself, saying, truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. You are not saved on account of your faith, but on account of Christ and the blood he spilt to cover the sins of the world. And he has died for you, as the Apostle Paul says. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. To deny this is to think evil in your hearts. It is to deny the absolution of Christ. Faith is not our work, but unbelief is our expertise. The paralytic is the perfect example of faith. He hears the word of absolution spoken by Christ and believes. His sins are forgiven not because of his faith, but by Jesus. His faith hears the words and believe it. Faith is not your work, but the work of God. When you hear Christ's word of absolution, take heart, my child, your sins are forgiven. The Holy Spirit creates faith in you. Faith receives the promises of God delivered to you through the preaching of the gospel, through the waters of holy baptism, and through the Lord's Supper. Faith hears the absolution spoken by Pastor Peck, and according to Christ's command, faith glorifies God, who has given such authority to men. By the grace of God, you hear, your sins are forgiven. And like the paralytic, you believe the word of Christ. Amen.